here we go, let's hear what they say. Power go, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo-hoo. Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello, friends.
I get two hot topics to talk about. Well, we'll talk about our Halloween. We probably should talk about our Halloween.
We're going live Saturday night.
We're on going live!
YouTube. This is a version of our old school. For those of you who've been around a while, our lives we do on Patreon. It's always a fun time. We're dressing up in costume. We're surprising each other. We don't know what we're dressing up as. The goal is celebrity. And so we'll see what we come up with. It's going to be fun. We play games. We talk to you guys. Chat away. It's like, you know, the pod in real life.
Oh,
you
I can't
see
wait.
Our faces. However, we will not look like ourselves.
I have a surprise for Geneva and everyone. So hopefully that will turn out okay.
Oh, God.
I have my, that's not my thing.
So that comes down the line Saturday night.
Yeah, Google, you go on YouTube, Google Escape to Reality podcast, you'll find us.
I believe we said
6:30.
Yep, 6:30.
9:30 Eastern.
Yeah, 9:30 Eastern, late night. What?
You should just have, well, I guess that makes the
what you just want.
Wish there weren't time zones.
I knew you were gonna say
that. I hate it. I hate it.
Oh, you don't even know. I work with people like now because like now where yeah. I work, like people are everywhere. Like I'm trying to have a meeting with this woman. She's like, right now, or you know, now is the latest I can do. I'm like, now is 7 a.m. What do you mean it's the latest you can do? Because she's in Italy. It's like,
I know. Fuck. Yeah, right.
So it's just there's
it's
no time
much.
To work. I know. We're truly, we just need one. It's one
everything,
time.
It's everywhere. America. You gotta be in American time. That's the yeah. time zone. American time zone.
Right.
Right. Ari's sister, you stupid bitch.
Oh, I loved Ari's sister. Are you kidding?
Oh,
I loved when she was like,
I hated her. Listen, oh, I mean, she's fun TV, but she's
it's
a bitch.
Time to grow up.
Get up. Makeup. All right. I have to talk about Travis and Courtney. Tyler doesn't give a shit about nothing. And he cares about this. He's like, I hate Travis Barker. He's so jealous of Travis Barker. And he goes, and there's no one I hate more than Machine Gun Kelly. He thinks he should be fucking Megan Fox, you know? I watch their GQ little videos. I see what she sees in him. I think he's kind of cute. Thirdly, I think that the guy that was fucking Ariana Grande, sorry for all the F-bombs,
oh, yeah,
is
that's
cute
unusual
too
for us.
On SNL. Oh. I'm oh, liking yeah, all these freaks.
Oh, yeah, no. That's like the opposite of my vibe. Those people gross me out. Like not my, so I really think we should save. I feel like we need to do a celebrity gossip for Patreon.
Okay,
just like really
okay.
get into it.
All right, all right.
So all I think right. you should save your thoughts, but I.
Okay, stop
I
the presses.
Yeah, stop. Okay. Hold the presses.
It is a big story. We have to get that out Thursday. Yeah, get out of my brain.
Yes.
Before I stop caring.
There we go. We'll do that. We could even do it today.
What else? Oh, okay. All right. Ebony K. Williams. She's on The View. That'll be another topic.
Yep. Yep.
Right where she belongs. All right. I got to stop talking.
Okay. All right. I would like to start with Jenny and Sabit, because when I tell you I was dying laughing watching Jenny sweep with that tiny broom bent over, acting like it's the most manual labor she's done in 100 years. Oh, I just
those
that killed
corroded
me.
Toes of hers.
All right, so there's a few items here that I think are amazing.
Clean the fucking house up, even if it's one time your freaking mother-in-law's coming over.
One, the house was disgusting. Two,
answer me. You're both pigs.
Well, two, you are. She's acting like a petulant child. Like, I wake up when I want and I do what I want. It's like you are an adult person who is like living. That was insane to me. And then she's acting like actually cleaning is the most burdensome task that has ever been. But like, I am sorry, Samit's mom's a piece of shit, but if you look around my kitchen, that shit was unsanitary.
The more I'm watching it, the more I'm like team parents.
Right.
Jenny seems like a pain in the fucking ass. She seems like a nightmare that's come to haunt their family. She won't leave. She won't. You're in India, like the friend was saying.
Yeah, you gotta
adapt. This isn't America. These are their culture. These are their values. They respect the parents.
when she was like, I don't know where the broom is. It's like, Jenny, come on. What are you doing? Oh. You're just walking around in filth. The state of that
it was
sink
disgusting.
On the daily basis, you're using that sink. You should be ashamed of yourself. Ashamed.
All this shit all over the countertops. They should be put away.
I love Sameet. The joy on Sameet's face when he's like, I love this. I mean, this is the cleanest it's been.
He grew up with that spick and span. I don't blame him.
Oh, it's pure comedy.
I don't remember growing up in such a clean household, but my parents are clean freaks now. I'm like, where the hell was this energy 20 years ago?
Really? I guess like
my mom and dad are like, you can't eat in the living room, kids. You can't do this. You can't. I feel like I could be swinging
like
off
the Wild
rope,
Wild West
eating. Yeah.
Oh, my parents. That's how my parents are. Like when Sterling's at my parents' house, she's like, oh my God. I mean, there's just stuff everywhere. It's like, no shit, mom. Do you forget what it's like? Like, sorry, it's not your perfectly clean house. Also, your house is a trap for children. There's glass everywhere. It's like, don't touch that. It's like you have a sculpture in the corner and you have a 2-year-old. What do you think's gonna happen? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, Vernon's taken. She's like, that'll end your life if you rip that off the wall. It's like, take it off the wall then.
I know, exactly. God. It's like they forgot that, like, if you're really truly trying to survive with kids, you have to give it up. They can touch whatever. You have to make it so that they can touch anything in a room. Like, otherwise, you're battling them.
Jesus.
You know?
I loved it. I understand people online are like, Sameet can clean too, but Jenny, what are you doing all day? Don't you, I mean, aren't you bored? You sit around in that filth and those right. in the dust and everything and underneath.
Well, it's also disgusting. People are socialized based off the culture they're raised in. Sameet, unfortunately, is in a culture where women do all of the labor. That's just what he's used to, unfortunately.
Yeah.
That's the fact. So he's not going to all of a sudden begin cleaning because Jenny's too. A pig.
It was just disgusting. And she was almost defiant. Like she didn't clean just to piss the mom off.
Yes. I mean, she's frantically washing dishes as she's about to walk up, but then your sink is filled with mold. What's the balance here?
Oh,
I love
disgusting.
Her. As you're washing dishes, put them away. Isn't that the battle of every person in America?
I love Sameet's eyes, though, just lit up.
Lit
he was
up.
So
the,
happy.
I haven't seen him that happy ever. The joy at having his mom work Jenny like that was just the greatest moment of his life.
She should be like the new... whatever condo, whatever the hell that lady name is, she should be in there cleaning people's houses. I'm actually team the parents. I am loving the parents.
Oh, me too.
They,
I think this was
they
the
won
best
me
thing.
Over.
This was the best thing to happen.
Dad's eyes like pointing out things too. He's loving it.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Jenny Great. Is a nightmare. And the friend pretty much telling her to stop being a little bitch too.
Oh yeah, it was great.
Grow up, Jenny.
It was great.
And the mom's like, these are things you learn with age. And she's not going to learn it. She's too old. It was disgusting.
Crazy.
And especially, it's not like after they're never there. Wouldn't you want to prove her wrong? She did the opposite.
Absolutely. It's just even there's something about Jenny that's like, I almost feel like she has an identity crisis or something. When she was sitting there, like walking up with a friend, she's like, you know, I just younger people just get me. It's like, Jenny, what are you talking about? Like, all your friends are 15. You're 65.
Are you from?
Seriously.
There's
like a disconnect where she just seems like she's in an alternate universe. This is the happiest I've ever been. It's like, this is the happiest you've ever been battling him
she's
and his
like
parents
the,
living
the
nowhere.
Crackheads. Yeah. The crackheads you see here in Southern California that are 80 but they're dressed like they're 20 and they're walking up and down the street. They never wanted to grow up and
totally.
I can't stand Jenny. I'm almost team Sameet too.
Great.
He's just using her and it's never gonna end. It should just let it go on forever.
Right.
Oh, did you see so in December, I guess, they have 7 new couples for 90 Day Fiance before the 90 days, but yet they still kept Soulja Boy with some lady from San Diego.
Soulja Boy?
Who was with Lisa Mama G or Lisa the blonde lady. They brought him back for some reason with some lady from San Diego. God. But there are supposedly 7 new couples. But okay. I just wish it was just regular 90 Day Fiance.
Right?
What is before the 90 days? What that's, happens? I can't even.
That's like when they're applying for the visa and like, you know.
Are they together?
Yeah. Ish.
Are they in the same room? No, right? They're not. They haven't gone there.
Right.
Stop with that. They need to always have a 90-day fiance palate cleanser in between these shit seasons.
I know. It's crazy.
I don't care if it's 7 new people. God, it's annoying.
All right, let's talk.
The couples in the house together.
Ellie and Victor, which this also I enjoyed.
I did too. He's using and abusing.
So he moved in with her. And then the only way she found out was that the chick messaged her. So sorry, huge red flag if he never told her he cheated and just got caught. That's completely different. Also, you're moving in with the random?
And you're living with her. And
that's hilarious.
And you didn't even care about the house that Ellie's paying for to build.
And
you're living with somebody else.
She's like, he said you wanted a motorcycle or that you were going to cheat. He's like, no. And she's like, he's always wanted a motorcycle. It's like, oh my God.
He definitely wanted a motorcycle. Can't blame him. I'm team Victor on this one too.
Oh, I am. Can't stand to get everything. Ellie. I love when he's in the store and he's like, listen, if we get a drill, we need a generator. It's like, yeah.
It's not going to last a week.
Upsell the fuck out of that. Actually, drills last forever. Like, I don't even know if I've ever charged my drill.
I have, but yeah, I probably am.
You drilling left and right?
I'm always like, this drill's fucking dead. Where's the battery, Tyler?
Oh, that was good.
I like a plug-in. I hate anything battery powered. So over it all.
Oh, everything should be
solar
or
USB. Everything should be USB. Just plug that charger into the freaking thing.
When you have especially if you have a kid's toy that's a battery and then it dies and you're looking for that tiny
trash.
For some reason, there's a tiny screwdriver no one has. You got to have for toys. The kids screaming, wanting the toy recharge. It's like, come on.
And now all these little button batteries that'll kill your kid once they swallow it. And it's all you think about. It's all I think about. It's like a TikTok's number one thing. Don't let your kids swallow this. It'll burn their insides right away. God. It's like, oh God, throw this toy out.
What else on those two? That was really it.
Button batteries. That was funny watching him walk around the Home Depot or where
it was great. They were. It looks like a nice store.
She's an idiot. He thinks I am just an empty, ATM. Well, that's what you've presented, bitch.
Guess what? You get used how you present yourself to your point. Like how you come into a situation, how you're going to get worked. If you're paying for everything, he's going to continue to expect for you to do that. Even when he moves in with someone.
If you're so close, how can you not catch that he's living with somebody?
Always a virtual background every time they talk.
Come on. He's like the guy with the pillow and he's at the restaurant, but he's got the pillow up at the restaurant in the back of the chair. I mean, I don't like seeing someone get used like that, but she sells her restaurant, moves to a place that just had a freaking hurricane.
I don't know why. Whatever. I'm cool with her. I don't have an issue with her being used in this situation because it's like at a certain point you play yourself.
Unlikable.
And like, that's what she's doing. She's playing herself 100%. So it is what it is.
Reminds me of E.T. Go home. I can't stand her.
All right. Who else we got? Ooh, Ari and Benny. I'm very interested to know why you hate the sister so much.
Well, she just bothers me. Like, I don't want to get into this craziness.
No. I agree with you, though. Like, that the only schooling option is America.
Yeah. Consider where they don't want you wearing face masks, but kids are getting blasted left and right. And people are even saying that it never happened and their kids were actors getting murdered and they never see their kids again.
I don't want to blow anyone's mind, but the American education system is not the premier one in the world. Just an FYI.
It probably is a little bit, whatever. I understand. It's probably they picture Ethiopia to be horrible, but this life in Ethiopia doesn't seem so bad.
No, she's got full time help. She's, going to vagina spas.
There's bitchy sisters everywhere you go. Your sister's a bitch too, Ari.
That's so true. That's the one thing I love about family is like just the fact that people will just give their unvarnished, fucked up opinion right to your face. And it's just like you have to take it because it's your sister and she's yelling you at the dinner table. It's like it's just the dynamics.
Yeah, he's going to be in kindergarten soon, but maybe everyone doesn't have to grow up with a freaking plastic or little stupid metal kindergarten lunch boxes where people are giving their kids sushi for lunch. And maybe, you know, maybe the kids will grow up and be cool and be have a different mindset. Maybe they'll live a couple years in Ethiopia and be a little bit cool, you know, have a little bit more gratefulness for the great life that is in America. That's how easy it is. I mean, everything doesn't have to be America.
Right. And I feel like that the argument should have been, which was the end argument, which is better, which is we want to see him grow up and we want you around family, not like consider the schools. What kind of fucking mess are you making with your life? It's like, what?
Why don't you start with like, whore?
The heart of it all. Right. Which is like, don't you want your parents to see your child grow up? Don't you want him to be with his cousins? Blah, blah. Like, that's a good argument. That makes sense.
Let her sit down for 24 hours. She hasn't even been here.
She did and seem everybody's so life happy,
path
though.
Is not your life path.
Yes. Well, that's, I mean, unfortunately, that's an American mentality. That's a problem, right? Which is like our view is the only worldview that matters.
Maybe figure out how you can visit more. And you know, Ari's a mess and she can't just leave Binyam. She's made this. There's another person involved.
Well, we know, right? They make it to America.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, right.
Sister one. Get that bento box.
Who are all these people? They look like they're.
They look
I
very
thought she
unrelated.
Was the sister-in-law.
She does not look like Ari's sister at all. She doesn't look like the parents either. I was like, where did she come from? She adopted? I don't know.
I don't know. She doesn't look like anybody.
No.
Maybe the gangster mom or whatever people call her was banging other people too. Maybe it runs in the family.
I like
maybe
when
she's
got
a vacation baby too. Right. Vacation baby. I like that term.
When she got in the car and she was like, oh, the air is so different in New Jersey.
That was funny.
Is it positive or negative?
I know. Good. And it doesn't get hot in Ethiopia. I figure I was so dumb. I thought it'd be like 110 in Ethiopia. Sounds nice.
That blew my mind too. And she was like, I never feel this warmth. It was like, I think because Ethiopia is up in the mountains, I think.
Ari's parents do a great job of keeping their trap shut.
Yeah, love them. I like her parents a lot. I like the dad, you know.
Was the little boy on an iPad? You just want him to be a little American soldier, like the not soldier, not military, just like brainwashed.
Yeah.
Like little Branson or whatever the fuck his name was in the backseat who doesn't even greet you. Probably is pisses on your face when you're sleeping. I mean, come on. I'm so over it. life is short, you know. Live a couple of years here and there. Who gives a shit? All these kids grow up fucked up from K to 12. Oh, God, I can't stand it. I like Binyam. He seems nice, even though maybe he's, I don't know. The way that she acted, that he said, I'm out. He answered the phone. It's not like he ignored the call. She made it seem like he was definitely getting his dick sucked, that he was like, I'm out with my friends.
Right. He's living life. No baby. All right, let's talk Stephen and Elena. Love the mom. I thought this was a just flawless, like, the way they were coming at him and the things they were saying, it just shows you if you're arguing with someone who's not logical, there's just never, you're never going to get the answer you want. Because when he was like, she was like, oh, well, which... You know, like you can't drink coffee, but he can drink he can break the vow of chastity. And then like, you know, coffee. like the coffee argument and just the shit he was coming back at and the stuff he was saying, it was like, oh, so there's like, no, we can't actually have a conversation about this. Cause like, you're not existing in reality.
He's a mental case.
Oh yeah.
She's a mental case.
Without experience, faith can't be tested.
I'd really appreciate it if you thought about converting the mother. There's a new low for 90 day.
This is what I got the sense though for the first time that you've had that he's like a serial killer, which was when they were sitting there. I don't know if anyone caught this, and they're like coming at him. Before he answered, he did this like tick where he kind of like moved his face, like it was like a control thing where he was trying not to flip out. Where I was like, oh, I see it. Like he's he is a nut.
Yeah.
I think I was wrong. I don't think
she shouldn't be left there alone.
No.
In the way that he's now trying to convert everyone. He's like the manager car salesman that comes in to close the deal. He really freaks me out.
What's the appeal for her? I just don't understand.
She's just young and I don't know.
Oh, also Colleen, the reason why he doesn't drink coffee because of the principles of nutrition. And then the mom, are these principles based off real fact? And he's like, I think so. It's like, are they? You don't know.
What is he's Mormon? Is he Mormon?
Yes, Mormon. Yeah, Mormon, no caffeine.
Man.
What a life.
That Mormon religion is wild.
Yeah, it is. It is, it is.
I can't. And she's like, well, I love him. Alina loses me too.
Yeah, me too.
Well, the rabbits say that it's
the rabbits.
The rabbits.
Like just at the end, she's essentially like, I don't know. There's just something about him. Her mom's like, what have I done? How did I fail this child?
You know, Geneva and I were talking and there's just so much. The rabbit whole thing could be cut. It would be such a sharp show. It would be great.
It would be so much sharper.
Trim the fat a little bit.
For example, Steve and Elena, you cut the rabbit scene, right? Cut. If you're talking Kenny and Armando, you cut most of it. Maybe the trip to the orphanage.
I mean, it was beautiful, but yeah.
Beautiful, but it's
combine the trip to the orphanage, then with them wrapping it up with,
yes.
I liked Ken. We'll get to that. But yeah, I
Samin, yes. Jenny, the conversation with the friend is a 30-second flashback.
Gone. Done.
Earlier in the week. Done. 7 minutes saved. This could be an hour of sharp television. Rather, it's a 2-hour slodge to get through.
It would be top notch television.
It would if it was edited better. I agree 100%. That's like,
it's terrible.
Because yesterday I probably watched an hour and a half straight, like rather than splitting. Usually I try to split it up like over 2 days. And I was just like, my God, like this and it wasn't even that bad of an episode. It's just too long.
No, it makes you hate it.
It does.
Them going to the store quick, make that conversation look like they're getting in the car. They're going to the store with a crazy face and the user.
Who?
Steve or Victor and.
Oh, Ellie and Victor. Yeah. Curly. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Girly.
I mean, it's just too much.
It is. All right. Who else we got? Last two. Oh, we got Kenny and Armando, Evelyn and Corey.
It was nice. I loved Kenny though. He really rocked my world. Won me over when he said, well, if my daughter didn't want my kid around some other, if we adopted someone who was HIV positive and my daughter didn't want their kids around him, then that's their problem.
Mm-hmm. I felt a lot of compassion for Kenny talking about like what he went through with all of his friends with HIV and AIDS. That's like devastating. But I also loved to see like the warm part of Kenny, which was like he actually did want to help a kid, and I think that's a beautiful thing.
I agree.
He said he lost 80% of the people he knew from AIDS. That's insane.
Unbelievable.
It's crazy.
People don't talk about that enough. Yeah.
No, they don't. It was like a crazy moment in history of like,
and that's gotta really have an effect on people too.
Oh, totally. I think this is a very sweet, like, there's a lot of really good stuff within Kenny and Armando about parenting and like a nice gay, you know, seeing a positive gay relationship and like coming out to your family and adoption. Like there's a lot of beautiful things here. I just don't necessarily think it belongs in 90 Day Fiance.
It's boring. Yeah. I mean, it's not boring. It's nice, but
yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not me. It's not for me.
I want more drama.
I want Samit's mom abusing Jenny.
Yes.
That's what I want.
I mean, it's really nice, but they're just a nice couple. They don't need to be on this show.
No. I mean, it's probably helping them financially, so I guess that's good.
It really is showing, though, the difference in how much Kenny has lived and Armando is such a baby.
Yes.
We're still worrying about his parents.
Yeah.
Even down to who he adopts or if they have a kid, he thinks about them.
Yep. Totally.
And he's got to snap out of that. Yep. I find myself in the same situation. I'm like, not yet a girl.
I don't have anything to say about Evelyn and Corey. This seemed fake to me.
Yeah, and I hate them. And they're probably still together. Mm-hmm. This whole thing is probably staged. Mm-hmm. And I can't stand Corey's on OnlyFans with the towel around his waist.
I saw puke. And I could throw up.
No one needs
to see that. I do too. Users. For
the passion.
All of them. Yep. All right. On that positive note.
if her sisters aren't involved, I don't want to watch.
Agreed. All right, guys. Guess what? back. Don't forget, we're going live this weekend. Patreon, we dropped episodes 1 through 4.
Oh yeah. Oh my God.
Brittany Murphy doc, celebrity gossip this week. More you later in the week. The ball keeps rolling. And we love you guys.
Rolling.
And we'll be
join
back.
Us live.
Yes,
we're
please.
Going live.